Egyptian novelist Hadaf Suef has made a name for herself writing historical novels that deal with the give and take between Arab culture and the West. Her book, The Map of Love, is a story of high romance, kidnappings, and wild horse rides in the Egyptian desert. The love story plays out against the country's political history, when Egyptians struggled to overthrow the British occupation. Suef told Steve Paulson that colonialism shaped modern Egypt in complicated ways.
The British occupation as such is very much behind us. As occupations go, it wasn't of the worst type. And it was also not of long duration. It wasn't like the British presence in India, for example. So it was 70 years. And in the 7,000 years of Egypt's history, that's kind of a blip. And also, when the British left, when they were sort of made to leave after the 52 revolution, it wasn't a great war like with the French in Algeria, where a million Algerians were killed in the War of Independence. So it was a relatively painless occupation and withdrawal. However, it came at a time when Egypt was finding her feet, was trying to break free of the Ottoman Empire, had more or less established that she was sort of nominally free, and was trying to set up civil institutions, a university, to institute reforms of the law, to sort of set up industries, financial institutions, and so on, and a constitution. Mm-hmm. And the occupation coming at that time aborted all this. Everybody had to be primarily occupied with getting rid of the British and with fighting the taxes that they imposed, fighting the economic structures that they put in place, which were economic structures that were not for the benefit of Egypt, but were for the benefit of Britain.
And I'm sure that the implicit message from the British was to the Egyptians, you're not ready to govern yourselves. You need us here
Absolutely.
To run the country.
Absolutely. And it wasn't even implicit. It was stated that you're sort of a new nation, a young nation, and you're not yet ready to govern yourselves. And of course, that was the sort of general kind of Western attitude towards the countries of the East at that point.
I'm curious about your own experience. You were born in Cairo. You went to school in both England and Egypt, so you've seen both sides. Was the weight of the British occupation very apparent as you were growing up?
No, because it was over already. I mean, I'm a child of Nasser's revolution. So when I was going to school, it was all very kind of national. And this was the great awakening of Egypt. And the ideals were to do with building a new society, social equality.
So it was a very exciting time.
So it was an extremely exciting time. And, you know, the British, it was really over. It was only kind of held up from time to time as a sort of emblem of what we had got rid of, along with the palace and the Ottoman rule and so on. So, no, it wasn't. And for me, I've never therefore felt it. I mean, I've never felt that English was specifically the language of imperialism or anything like that. We went to England. I went to England with my parents when I was four. My mother had gone to do her PhD. And I sort of went to an English primary school and learned English, I suppose, like an English child, and in fact forgot Arabic and had to relearn it when I went back home when I was 8 years old. And then my life kind of worked out that I was, from my mid-20s, I was living in England part of the time and in Egypt part of the time. And so this kind of space in between is what I find most interesting.
Did you feel compelled at all to declare your loyalties one way or the other to Egypt or to England?
Yeah, one does at times. I mean, I've never felt when people say, well, aren't you, surely after all these years, you must be part British. Well, I'm not. The only thing that's English about me is how I write my novels, is in the kind of literary background or heritage to which my work belongs.
And of course, you're writing in English.
And I'm writing in English. But otherwise, I would say that I'm completely Egyptian. On the whole, one isn't required to declare allegiances all the time. And it's really better so, because, I mean, one has friends in Egypt and friends in England. And my children are half British. My husband is British. But there are moments, such as with the Gulf War, when one felt extremely alienated and sorry to be in London at the time. So it depends what's happening mm-hmm. in the wider world, I guess.
So why have you chosen to live in London rather than Cairo?
Because I fell in love with and married an Englishman. It's sort of that simple. And we thought that we would divide the year, that we would live half the year in Egypt and half the year in England. And then it became obvious that he really couldn't do that, that after about 3 weeks, he would be very happy for 3 weeks in Cairo. And then he would start becoming very, very edgy and haunting the sort of foreign news agents to, you know, pick up the English newspapers the moment they arrived and so on. And then when there were children, when I had my first son, it kind of then became clear that I had to stay in England. So that's where I am until the boys finish university. And then I can go home.
Adaf Souef, talking with Steve Paulson. Her novel, The Map of Love, was shortlisted for the Booker Prize.